I'm excited to catch up again this week with Corey Kovacs, DNR fisheries biologist for the Eastern UP. Thanks for some of your time today, Corey.
No problem. Good to touch base with you, Adam.
Anxious to hear, you know, the good news and the bad news. I'm sure some things have changed since we talked last, but I'd like to start in the St. Mary's. Several fisheries there, up and down the St. Mary's, actually, all the way to Sault Ste. Marie. First of all, have you heard or seen any mayfly hatches yet?
We have been getting reports of mayfly hatches starting from the Lashnoe Islands all the way up into the river, and that will slow down your Atlantic fishery that I've spoken about the last couple of times I've been on with you. So that's going to slow down the Atlantics. Lake trout will still be out and around those areas, so, you know, something to target and something to look for there. But with those mayfly hatches, we'll bring the lake herring in. The lake herring will begin moving through the Detour Drummond Channel and moving up towards Sugar and Nebish Islands. And a lot of the local folks know when the mayflies are hatching, that means the herring are going to start moving around and start biting. So that's something to put on your radar if you can make it over to the St. Mary's. And then with those Atlantics, like I mentioned, you know, it slows down their fishery around the Detour Drummond Island area, but that triggers them to move north or upstream to Sault Ste. Marie. And when you get to Sault Ste. Marie, you're looking below that Cloverland powerhouse, and that's where the Atlantis will start nosing up and getting ready to spawn, in air quotes. And that's where a fishery can really produce and be really good all the way through August.
So a couple of questions. First of all, let's stick with the Atlantics. And I want to ask you about the rapids in the St. Mary's, because you typically have to access those from the Canadian side. And I'm wondering, I'm assuming it's still closed, right?
It is still closed right now. I see the billboards and the signs on the highway still saying essential travel only. So for those anglers that are interested in going to fish in the rapids, it's going to be a tough sell right now at the border to try to go over there and fish. So I would probably advise away from that. But we know when the border opens, when they allow that to happen, Atlantic should be in there through about the middle to the end of August, you know, depending on weather, depending on the timing. But Atlantic fishing there at the rapids can be really good if you can get over there.
Okay, another question I have for you is, I hear people talk about the whitefish during the mayfly hatch, but that's not actually accurate. They are herring, right?
They are lake herring, which are the ciscos.
Okay.
So you know Menominee are the round whitefish, and then, of course, we have our lake whitefish. But the lake herring are the ciscos. When you hear people talk about ciscos or lake herring, that's what they're catching. And they're catching fish of like 13, 14, 15, upwards of 16 inches. So they do really well on large fish in the channels there near Nebish and Sugar Island.
Yeah, man, I've had some big herring that tasted amazing, and they smoke amazing. They're different. They're just different than any other fish, I think, anyway.
They are, and that's the reports I get from anglers, too. And I've only been over there fishing them one time, and, you know, we did well, but we had to smoke them. They don't keep real well for freezing them, so just keep that in mind. You go catch a mess of them. Bring them home, smoke them, eat them right away. That's probably when they're best.
I totally agree with that assessment. All right, well, we just ate up a bunch of time with some great information on the St. Mary's. I'd like to get back with you and run through the Curtis reports on the Manistique Lakes. I also have been getting some slow reports from Lake Superior I want to talk to you about, but I heard the trout streams are just going crazy right now after the water started dropping. So can we get a little more time from you?
I sure can. I can be back with you.
DNR Fisheries biologist Corey Kovacs from the Eastern UP, and we'll continue this report, so stay tuned to the Outdoor Show.